absolutely stunning. Now, I need your help. In half an hour's time, our international man of mystery will be back with us, Mr. Andy Mossack. And you know the form with us. He is somewhere in the globe right now. He has sent us two clues to track him down. I'm about to give you the first one. Have a listen. Can we find him? Clue number one. Oh, this... Now, this is odd. The sport of cow fighting is a popular tradition in this tiny region dating back thousands of years. Known as the Battle of the Queens, it involves two cows pushing each other until one gives up or falls over. The winner is crowned Queen of the Herd and entered into a competition to be crowned Queen of Europe. P.S., a technical note, he adds, this happens naturally in herds to determine the alpha cow. No cows are harmed, so they're taking advantage of something that happens in nature, the sport of cow fighting, as we try to crown a Queen of Europe, happens in this alpine region. Okay, so it's alpine, but it must be difficult then if he's given us that specific a detail. Have you ever heard of cow fighting, and where does it happen? 81333, and start your message with Russ. Usual number on the WhatsApp, where in the world is Andy Mossack? I mean, Switzerland, but I think he wants specifics. It's a tough one. On the BBC with a few songs for art, we'll be running through those, and another clue in seconds for Andy Mossack. Switzerland is definitely the thing. Mickey in Huddersfield going Switzerland. Dean in Leeds going the same. Thank you for going for a... I think he might want more. You know what he's like. Ida Joe as well. Thank you for that. Brian. Yeah, I know. Ellen. We're going... We're all pointing to Switzerland. It has to be, doesn't it? Absolutely has to be. But it's worse particular. Pam? Hello, Pam. Valais. Hopefully I'm saying that right. V-A-L-A-I-S. Valais in Switzerland. Well, you see, there's a specific, and I like a specific. So leave it with me. Second and final clue, then. Valais in Switzerland. I think we are right with Switzerland, and I've no reason to doubt Valais. Kath, you're going for Switzerland as well. Thank you, Kath. Oh, there's some extraordinary stuff in here. Hi to Becky. Nice to hear from you. Second and final clue. Here we go. Oh, it's about food. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Fontina cheese is the headline food in this alpine region, which sits at the foot of Europe's largest mountain. Okay, Fontina cheese. This region sits at the foot of Europe's largest mountains. All right, we are there. Any advance on Valais? That's really the question. I'll go with you, Pam, I will. 0800 389 3333. If you think you know, I reckon we've got him. I think we've tracked him down. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? He's after 11. Though it's been all about the world of art and tracking down Mr. Andy Mossack. Tyrrell or Tyrol says Boise. Wendy in Chesterfield. Is it Oster, Valley, Mont Blanc? These are all good suggestions, I would say. We'll find out soon. I'll put it to him. 20 past 11. It's Russell here on The Late Show, where it is time to reach out and feel the passport. Fingers crossed you're not going from Gatwick. And you think to yourself, I'm in the mood for good times in foreign climes. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? A regular visitor here to the Late Night Opus. For many years, with two clues to track him down. Tonight we had the sport of cow fighting, which I'm fascinated to hear more about. Good evening, Mr. Andy Mossack.
Ahoy hoy, how are you, sir?
I am feeling absolutely tip-top, Andy. Good. This one has intrigued us and divided opinion on the answers. Now, I will say, Andy, I think this was my fault because I heard about mountain region. I immediately went Alps. I thought, well, you said Alpine, and I thought, well, it's Switzerland, isn't it? But, of course, the Alps hits quite a few different countries. The popular choice, we had Valais, I think is how you say it, was an option, as was the Oster, is it Aosta or Doster Valley, Mont Blanc. So we had a couple of people back that one up. So I'm going to go Oster Valley or Aosta Valley, however it's said.
I was so close to winning.
is that the one?
It's the valley, Aosta Valley, yes, so...
Wow.
Oh, just when I thought for the first time I could actually score a point, but no, that's it. Yes, the Aosta Valley, which I'm sure no one's ever heard of. but believe it or not, like Piedmont and Umbria and Tuscany, it is part of Italy, and it's the smallest region of Italy. And it's official. It is the smallest region, but it's absolutely amazing place. And because no one's heard of it, it's a real find. And I've spent the last few days here traveling up, literally up and, you know, this valley, because it is actually a valley. It's brilliant, mate. It's honestly, it's in the heart of the Alps, as you said, right? Located literally in the heart of the Alps, in northwest of the country. It's bordered, you've got Piedmont below it, but literally beside you is France and Switzerland. Surrounded by the highest peaks in Europe. So you've got four of the biggest mountains surrounding it: Monte Rosa, Gran Paradiso, the Matterhorn, and the king of them all, Mont Blanc. Or they call it, in Italy, Monte Bianco. So it's extraordinary. And I just love to just describe this to you because it's a lovely little place. It's a U-shaped glacier-made valley. So it's a giant U-shaped glacier valley. And it's over 120 miles long, with villages all along the valley floor and many more up on the valley tops, you know. And it's so strategic, it's so important throughout history. it offered access, you know, from Italy to France and Switzerland and through it. And there, you know, there's an actual Roman road. It's called the Via della Galli, which is running from France all the way through the Oster Valley to Rome. And the original paving stones are still in it.
So no way, really?
It's you walk along it. I mean, people trek it, you know. So it is something to go to. I can honestly say it's a real find. So having a great time.
With places like this, the question always pops into my mind: if a lot of people obviously passed through it, and it is in sort of an area where it meets a lot of countries, is it quite a melting pot culturally then?
Well, yeah. I mean, funnily enough, French is another official language. So it's obviously Italian, and they have French, and they also have a sort of a local patois too, which is a sort of French / sort of German, which is what you always get on border countries. You know, it is fascinating, and I've been traveling along this valley exploring. They've given me three of the best places to visit here, and along the way you pass these castles. They're everywhere. I mean, it's all over the place. These big castles are everywhere. And I went to this one in it's called Fort Bard, and I said to them, is anything to do with Shakespeare? And they said no, it's just Fort Bardo. And it's a huge place on top of a small mountain, and it's like the guardian, it's the gateway to the valley. So it was destroyed by Napoleon because he was really fed up, because they were trenched in, defended this fort so well that it stopped his whole armies advancing into Italy for about 4 days. And he got so fed up, he just sort of just blew it to pieces with cannon. But It's now rebuilt as a museum, a hotel, an art gallery. It's a former prison, and it's got an exhibition space there at the moment. And funny enough, it's, you'd like it, because it's currently showing photos of Marilyn Monroe on the set of The Misfits. Giant photos that look so cool, you know, of her in, you know, doing all kinds of things behind the camera. It's great.
Wow.
And you get up there for a series of lifts, and Napoleon's cannonball holes are still on various walls. So extraordinary, really.
It's amazing. Now, I have heard of Fort Bard, and I'll tell you.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah. Now, Fort Bard, I heard about this on, I think, the DVD extras on the sequel to The Avengers, because the Avengers 2.
They've got the life-size figures there.
Now, Avengers 2, there's the culmination of it happens in a country that they've or Sokovia is where it's based, and that castle Fort Bard stands in. They use that a lot in it. I mean, you know, Iron Man and the Hulk and everything. There's a big old dust up in it. So that's Fort Bard. So I saw that in extras. So I mean, but it does look extraordinary, because there's in that area or in certain parts of Europe, you see mountaintop castles. You immediately think of Dracula. These days, I will automatically, and Fort Bard, I think you look at it and go, Bond villain's lair. That's exactly what it should be.
But you're right that now it all makes sense, because the guide said to me, oh, we get loads of people turning up in Avengers costumes. And I thought, why? Now I know. So thank you.
I just had this wonderful image of you stood in the gift shop waiting to buy a tea towel next to a tiny Captain America, and, like, you know, or like a 3 foot tall Incredible Hulk and a 7 foot tall Black Widow. That's what I'm imagining.
I know. I just, there's no, why? There's no connection, you know. But now, and they've got three statues, and three big replicas of the Avengers in the foyer there. Yeah.
Well, of course they do. So there's like an amazing castle that you said there were three places that they told you to go.
Yeah. Well, the capital is the city of Aosta itself, which is really got stunning Roman ruins all around the city centre. It's got a whole facade of an ancient Roman theatre, which is quite remarkable. And they've got an underground network of these basement arches, Roman arches, which actually are supporting probably the entire city today. Unbelievable, really. It's, for instance, there's this Cathedral of St. Mary and John the Baptist, literally on top of these arches. So these arches put in so long ago are still supporting the infrastructure of the city, you know. So it's just really crazy, and it blew me away, to be honest. And you can go down underneath into the basements and see all these arches themselves. So it's a great place to see if you're into Roman history. And is it the other lovely place is called Cogne. It's Cogne. It's an alpine village, beautiful place. And it was once a mining town, very wealthy mining town, for iron. But the village, which it grew up around that, and it's the gateway to the Gran Paradiso National Park, which is Italy's first national park. It opened in 1922.
Wow.
And it's there to protect all these lovely animals like ibex, the alpine ibex, which flourishes there now. And they've got golden eagles and chamois and marmots. Beautiful place, plenty of hiking. Loved that. Amazing. E-biked it everywhere, so it was great.
Luxury. What about the food, Andy? There's. I'm imagining that the food's got to be up to snuff if you're between all these countries.
Okay. Well, basically, if you like cheese, and more cheese, it is cheese central.
We're in.
I know. It's the Fontina cheese is just beautiful. So you get a fondue there. And they make a Fontina cheese fondue, which is like they've hollowed out a bread crust loaf, you know, so a big crusty loaf and stuck the melted cheese inside.
Oh.
And you're dipping in bread, which is great. Polenta, slabs of polenta with melted Fontina cheese on it. Very nice. Lots of risottos and cold cuts. And my favourite was bean and barley soup today. I had one of those. Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Awesome.
I must mention one thing if I've got time. Honestly, one thing I did, which was crazy here. Corramayor, which is the third one, it's a very famous ski resort. And they've just, in the middle of doing this, it's called a Tour de Gents, which is Giant Peaks. It's a load of mountain runners, over 800 of them, and they're competing in a race 360 kilometres all the way around the valley, Oster Valley, start and finish in Corramayor. But they don't sleep. They have 150 hours to do 360 kilometres. And they, some of them only do like 1 hour a day or something. Some of them don't at all. It's utter madness. The leader finished on Wednesday. Yeah, he finished on Wednesday, started on Sunday, but most of the runners are still running.
Extraordinary.
And they get applauded as they run into the town. So it's, yeah. I'd Who would do that?
There's another image. That you eating some Fontina cheese on an e-bike going alongside. Keep it up, lads.
Come on. Hurry up. Hurry up. Get out of the way.
Anyway, I've got to go. I've got a hotel booking.
Yeah.
See what I do. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing stuff. So what a place. Mm. What a gem.
Yeah, it's great. In my hotel room, there's a tap there, and the water that comes in is directly from the glacier. You know, it's you couldn't make it up, honestly.
Man, that's extraordinary.
But you get there from Turin, Geneva, or Milan. So they're the airports.
Awesome and, stuff.
I hope you think of me tomorrow, mate, because I'm going back to Gatwick.
Oh, mate. Oh, I've got... Oh, dude. I've got everything crossed for you. Everything crossed.
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll be chatting to you again. Are you back on the roads again for us before...
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks, and we'll chat to you then. Andy, you take care of yourself. Good luck tomorrow.
All right, thanks. See ya.
Goodbye. There he goes.